Well, U.S. President Barack Obama and acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas, meanwhile, agree that Israel's settlement activities in the occupied West Bank are not conducive to peace.
It has been the United States policy, not just for my administration, but for all preceding administrations, that we do not consider continued settlement activity to be constructive, to be appropriate, to be something that can advance the cause of peace.
The United Nations during the 70s and 80s alone has issued more than 13 resolutions, not only condemning Israeli settlements, but also demanding that they be razed because they are illegal. We do not demand anything outside what is internationally legal.
U.S. President Barack Obama said that Palestinians deserve an end to Israel's occupation of the occupied West Bank. Obama also said he is committed to the formation of an independent Palestinian state. He said Palestinians deserve to have hope and to have their rights respected. He made the comments at a press conference with acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas. In response, Abbas said that the PA is concerned about the health and safety of the thousands of Palestinians in Israeli prisons. He also said his country is committed to peace, which is important in the region, emphasizing that Israel's settlements are illegal and that they must stop. This is Obama's first visit to the occupied West Bank since assuming office over 4 years ago. Palestinians have expressed disappointment in Obama, holding protests before he arrived in the region on Wednesday. Palestinian activists pitched a protest camp on the site where Israel is planning new settler homes. Angry crowds also marched to the streets of the occupied West Bank city of Hebron al-Khalil, demanding an end to Israeli apartheid. Israeli soldiers tried to stop the march, arresting several Palestinians. Similar protests were also held in the city of Gaza. Afshin Ratanzi is an author and journalist, and he joins us from London. Afshin, I don't know if you heard the presser there, Obama making statements on the illegal settlements. He called it not being constructive, but yet Mahmoud Abbas came back at him. Is Obama, do you detect any sincerity in this visit to Israel in terms of trying to set motion some type of peace or roadmap for peace?
None at all. It was a kind of abomination to see Obama, the first time since he became president, as you said, appearing next to Mohammed, to Mr. Abbas. I'm not even sure whether he does represent the Palestinians. I think many Palestinian youth would wonder whether he did. But to see President Obama, who of course is currently torturing hunger strikers in occupied Cuba right now, standing next to this Abbas character, talking about peace, talking about settlements. He's against increased numbers of settlements. Well, stop the $3.1 billion in aid that he's giving to Mr. Netanyahu. He's increasing the aid to build more settlements.
And is this then what many have said, that it's just basically smiles and handshakes, go back to Washington, and then put their think tanks together to come back with some type of solution?
From what I can see, President Obama is not interested in any peace process with the Palestinians. He would, of course, not have gone out of his way to criticize Hezbollah, the one movement in that region that has actually taken on Zionism and won. So the fact that he mentioned Hezbollah like that shows what he thinks of the peace process or any future peace process. No, I think any hopes of a peace process between the Palestinians and Israel under his presidency, I mean, he supports more funding for illegal settlements than George W. Bush did.
Very well. Thank you very much. Good to see you. Afshin Ratanzi, author and journalist there from London.